Son of a bitch! Give me a drink.
The Perfect Pour is about to get mean.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Indie Beer Nerd Podcast. I am Mikey.
I'm Indie Nerd Nick.
And with us filling in for the bearded brewer,
Matt's Beard.
Is Matt's Beard.
Hello, I'm Matt's Beard.
I'm Matt's Beard.
I'm really fucked up right now.
You did. What style beard do you like, Matt's Beard?
I'm just, you understand all this shit that spills out of his mouth. Falls onto me.
You don't like that, or do you like that?
Fucked up, bro. I just told you. I'm fucking drunk, man. I need your fucking sauce. I'm a sauce sponge.
You're a sauce sponge?
I'm a sauce sponge.
Sauce sponge.
Soy sauce?
Sauce.
I'll bet you get all kinds of sauce in there.
Never.
Whoa.
Sticks. Sticks. It sticks to me.
Tot sauce.
There's lots.
Dude, a lot of playing the part of Matt's Beard, Bells from Dorktown Podcast.
Dorktown.
Thank you.
Dorktown.
Thank you.
I hear it's the podcast that shot first.
The parent company of Perfect Pour.
Yes, the mothership.
It was the podcast that wasn't directed by J.J. Abrams.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a George Lucas podcast.
That's right.
Oh.
It was a better podcast.
Yeah. Wow.
But is it modern day George Lucas that craps on everybody else's version of Star Wars?
No, it's George Lucas that takes the good shit and then adds some fucked up CGI to it.
It says, hey guys,
like, why?
I made this.
It's why? Like, wait a minute. I took out old why? Anakin and I put in young Anakin at the end. Look.
I love
it's all
it.
The old dead guys, but then I took the old dead Anakin and I put young dead Anakin in for I don't know why.
What beer does Boba Fett drink? What style?
Boba Fett. He drinks a fucking lager.
He's a lager guy.
He's a lager guy.
Yeah, because he's New Zealand.
Come in, I'll have a lager.
Have a lager.
You fucking.
He's
queer.
No good to me, dead.
Hey, fucking.
Hey, you mate. You know he's no good to me, dead, mate.
How many bars he's been kicked out of? You know how many cantinas he's been kicked out of? Boba Fett. You know why he covers his face?
Why?
Because no one can stand to look at him.
Wow.
They can't.
His picture's up in every bar. Do not allow this guy back in.
All right. Well, we're going to talk all kinds of beer stuff. We're going to have beers to look out for, beers we drank already. We're going to have beer geek news. We're going to listen to a lot of voicemails.
What's this indie shit you guys were announcing?
We're trying to, along with SD Beer Talk podcast and 3BZing podcast, we're trying to start indie beer. Because craft beer has become too muddled, and big beer is trying to take craft beer over.
Oh,
so we're changing it to indie beer.
I see what's happening.
For instance, Bow's Point is not indie beer.
Okay,
they're buyout beer.
I have something for you guys.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
why don't you jump on this
here
now?
Here we go.
Well, yes. Because I am the foreseer of the future.
All right.
The prophet Bells.
Why don't you guys start calling yourselves the Micro Brew Podcast? Because that's what it's going to come
micro
down
brew.
To.
Micro Brew. I've never heard that term before.
Be, all of a sudden, all of those craft beer. It started off Micro Brew.
Mm-hmm.
Then it became craft. And then it became big beer. And then it became indie beer. And now why don't you go back to micro beer again?
Maybe we should.
Damn it.
Why not? Go full circle,
indie
man.
Indie beer sounds cooler.
John Rambo did.
John Rambo.
Colonel Troutman told him about going full circle in Rambo 3.
Uh-huh.
And he did.
He did.
He did. Well, he said, all right, to go full circle, I have to leave Thailand and go to Afghanistan and kill Russians.
That completes the circle.
But that doesn't make sense.
That's what happened. That's what happened.
Well, you need to go rewatch the Rambo series.
Oh.
And you will understand.
So we have to make 3 bad movies to come full circle, is what you're saying.
Oh, Rambo 1's pretty good movie.
They're all great.
They're all great.
Every single movie was great.
Wow. So were all three cannonball runs, but nobody ever believes me.
Rockies were questionable. Rockies were questionable. Certain numbers were questionable.
One and two are pretty solid.
After four, it got questionable.
All right.
After four of anything, it gets questionable. Yeah. I think that's a rule of life.
Well, I don't know.
Come on, fourth taco. Was that ever a good idea?
Star yes. Wars.
Was that a good idea?
Indiana Jones? That was a bad idea.
See?
Indiana Jones was a horrible idea. The Crystal Skull was a terrible idea.
That's what I'm saying.
It was a good idea. The fourth it was badly of anything, executed.
The Phantom Menace.
The fourth of anything is where they start to go awry.
Anyway, so
that's why Cannonball Run stopped at three.
They
so
knew.
Does Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah. Beers we were drinking, our tailgating beers.
Until they
beers.
Started doing like the soft porn version, where it was just like Smokey and the Bitch.
Smoke her and the Bitch.
Wow. This is what you get when Bells is here. And Jovi's here now.
What's up, buddy?
Producer Becky is here now.
Oh.
To hang out. Some beers we were tailgating with before the show, before we started recording. This was from Bottle Logic, Anaheim's Bottle Logic.
Yes.
Logarithm.
It's not
American
owned by
Dark
Disney
Lager.
Yet.
Dark Lager. I want to say this is a gift.
It's a cool ass bottle.
Matt would know who this came from, but he's not here, so.
It's got someone with like an Iron Man looks like on the back, so I'm pretty sure Disney will sue him pretty quick about it because it's like Disney's big
likeness.
So I mean, it's got a glowing thing in the middle of his chest and like power shit coming out of his hand. I mean, it's kind of a spin, kind of Iron Man-ish.
What about the moon?
Except he's got a little Buzz Lightyear fucking dome over his head too. So I mean, like they're double fucking.
And that moon kind of looks like a Death Star.
It's a cool ass Bottle Logic has always had awesome labels. What did you think of that? The Logarithm from American Dark Lager from Bottle Logic.
It was good. It was smooth. It was drinkable.
Dark Lager.
Yeah, very smooth.
I've had worse.
Oh. Wow. The non-compliment.
It was nice. Compliment. I mean, not lager style, but it was nice.
It's not even a backhanded compliment. It's a fucking roundhouse Jean-Claude. It's not even a Jean-Claude Van Damme. It's a Jean-Claude Van Duke. It's like Van Damme's retarded cousin. That gives you the roundhouse, and he misses you. He whiffs you with like a fucked up leg, fucking misses you. That's how bad the kick is.
And we also had from it's Coronado Brewing
Van Duke.
A $4
you just
and
got Van Duke.
$4.49 beer from Coronado Brewing Bomber Blue Ridge Coffee Stout. We had had it before, apparently. We didn't. Nick and I were like, no, we haven't had this before. Then we checked on tap, and apparently we did have it before. And wasn't so great.
There's
it was
four.
It was worth
left.
$4.50, I guess.
How quickly still we funny, blocked the bad ones left. From our memory.
Yeah. I just always remember Coronado never tasting good in anything they've ever done that I've tried.
They got some.
I'm not impressed. They made my impression so bad that there's nothing that they made me want to go back and try. That's it.
Getting a little extra here from this is an Oregon brewer, and my brother-in-law brought this from Portland, Buoy Beer Company. It's got an ocean buoy, and it's pretty awesome. I guess probably, I'm guessing with Portland, it's probably a river buoy. But this one's from Astoria, Buoy Beer Company from Astoria. Their IPA, Reach for a Buoy. Get it? Reach for a Buoy. Cool ass label. And actually, for an Oregon beer IPA, it's pretty good.
It's smooth.
They're usually
it's mellow on the
usually
hops.
Pretty
it's
malty little, and piney and stuff. And
yeah, this is a little more.
This one's actually
smoothish.
Interesting.
Smooth.
This one's interesting.
It's got a little more of a smoother.
One of the better Oregon IPAs out there, I'm going to say.
Is so Double Mountain still your favorite?
It's less, yeah, it's doesn't not, beat Double Mountain.
It's not really danky. It's not danky at all.
Is it pine?
Or there's is it not dank. It's not dank.
Is it like really mellow pine?
It's supposed to be citrusy, but yeah, I don't get. I get more pine. The malt is just kicking.
It's like a pine nut.
Pine nut. This would go good on a salad, in other words. Good salad dressing. Salad dressing IPA. Mm. New category.
Did you talk about the Mosaic one already?
Well, that's the next one. Oh. The next one we have.
Jumping ship here?
In our tailgating. If you're a Patreon, if you're a golden god of the perfect pour, you could have heard us drinking the Mosaic session. Now, we still have one
probably
can
a lot
from
more
Kelly.
Other shit right now, too.
Kelly had a couple cans. We still were stashing one away. And this is an older can of Mosaic, their session, and from Carl Strauss.
So it's not available in Fresno?
I don't think the cans are. I've never seen the cans. Kelly is the downtown LA rep for Carl Strauss, and she brought them from LA. So I don't think you can get the cans.
I like
in
to
Fresno
drink
right
Carl
now.
Strauss and California Adventure.
Ooh, the trailer. The
absolutely.
The cart.
The beer cart.
I'll tell you what.
Hiding back nice, in the food.
A nice Tower
court.
10 in a plastic cup. An ice cold Tower 10 in a plastic cup is fucking delicious.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree.
It is a delicious beer.
That's kind of like a save the day beer, too, because you know when you're heading for that cart,
you know you're going to get a good beer.
You know you're going to get a good beer.
Yeah, you're going to get a good beer. It's going to.
And you're damn good and ready for that beer.
Oh, you're damn right.
Yeah. And you walked your ass off.
That's right.
You got there at 6 in the morning.
That's right.
To get in line for
Cars
Lane.
Give me my $10 fucking beer.
Well, what sucks is, you know, so is Coors Light is also $10. So why the fuck not go for that?
Yeah, exactly.
Go for
those
the
Racer Fives in that little that little diner.
They got Racer those, Fives around.
A long day at Disneyland. Those taste they damn do. Good too.
If you go to
best Racer Five you'll ever have.
If you go to Flo's Diner, in the evening, this is a good thing to do. If you've walked all day, you go to Flo's Diner in the evening, and when you walk into the entrance where you go to order, go order your Racer Fives, and then go to the left, and there's like a side balcony area, side patio.
Watches,
you go sit out there and you watch the
cars.
Races, Radiation Spring Racers zip by.
Yep.
Chill out, drink your beer, see the cars zip by. It's pretty cool, man. Mm-hmm. Like up against a desert scene.
It's a nice
spot.
I found that spot before. Yeah, it's a quietish spot.
Oh,
and
man. I got to go there and chill out one time, drank a couple of beers and just hung out. It was a nice nice place to recoup.
Mm-hmm. Recommend Recco.
Recco's.
There's your drinking spot, Recco.
It's a good Recco. You guys will thank me for it.
They even have craft beer. Have you guys been to the wine? Looks like a vineyard.
The
wine
restaurant.
Tasting area.
It's like a. Isn't there a restaurant in there too?
I think so. They do have craft beer up there. They have Hangar 24 up in that one.
Ah.
So if someone needs a glass of wine and you get stuck following them, don't worry.
Okay.
There's still craft beer up there too.
They've got a good. Well, like all around, like the different. Kiosks that have beer there will have at least one, at least a good beer there. There'll be something good.
One truly craft beer.
Yeah.
Like there was Sam Adams up there too, but I was surprised
there is.
The girls wanted to go drink some wine and I was lone wolf that day. None of the other fellas made it. So I'm like, let's go drink wine. I was like, all right, fine. I'll find something.
Yeah.
And sure enough, they had Hangar 24. So I was like,
nice.
Save the day.
Yeah. Thank you.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. When you have a beer unexpectedly pops up, when you're expecting nothing and then something craft comes, you're just like, oh my God, best ever.
Yeah. Situation.
It's a good thing.
Situational beer.
It's a good thing.
Well, speaking of beers, now that we've caught up with all our tailgating beers, it's time to open up a new beer. And since we need to cleanse the IPA-ish palates here, this one is, we got a package sent to us from listener Steve Corsman.
package.
Steve Corsman in Florida, one of our Florida listeners. So, Steve.
It's fucking humid over there.
Corsman. Is it?
I can't live in that shit.
Have you ever been?
Fuck yeah, I've been to Miami.
You've been to Miami?
Fuck yeah.
Why did you go to Miami?
I would go get pussy. Fuck, I was going.
You fly across the country I hear you.
There's Fresno's all dried up. Let's go to Florida.
Actually, I hear there's girls in Miami. Okay.
I flew to Miami to take a shit. That's
right. They got the best shitters there.
Wow. Yeah. All the places.
I went on a cruise and flew out of Miami. Sailed out of Miami. There you go. So we went to Miami. We stayed in Miami for a night, man.
Bermuda?
Oh, my God. Walking out of the fucking airport. When those doors open and you take one step out of Miami. I don't know if you've ever been there.
No. Nope.
You take one step out of that airport and you take one deep breath of that humid Florida air and you realize that you can't breathe. I turned right back around and walked right back into that airport. I was like, oh,
take me back.
Fucking die.
Looked like a Total Recall for a second.
Take me back.
It was fucking miserable. I didn't leave. Wherever I stayed had to be air conditioned at all times. I did not leave rooms. I did not go outside.
What about the beach?
Awful, man.
What about the beach?
I was there for one night.
Oh.
I left on a boat.
Was it a Don Johnson awesome speedboat?
It was a big ass cruise ship.
Yeah. All right. Well, this Steve sent us some Florida beers.
I had all the free beer I could drink.
This is a Miami beer.
Craft beer.
Wynwood Brewing Company. Pops Porter. Robust Porter. Ooh, that was a good one.
And a pop.
I love gold.
With a
new beer.
Beer.
Let's see. Which glass do I want to use? This
one. Oops, I used my big glass. Ooh, that's rather dark.
Oh, that one sounded good. That was not a sound effect. That was real, bro.
Actual beer being poured.
Actual beer.
Bells looks perplexed. He does not.
Bells is an IPA man through and through.
He does not see hops coming.
He's a hophead. He's a California IPA boy.
Fuck you guys.
And now he's got a porter in front of him from Miami.
This is going to give me the shits.
Pops porter. Well, you got to fly back to Florida then. So.
No. Take a dump God, I can't breathe over there. It's so hard.
Best shit ever. Almost worth not breathing for 2 minutes.
Fuck.
It's held up all right.
I like
that.
This porter kind of kicks that Coronado to the curb.
Yeah.
Wynwood. Steve Wynwood.
Bells.
Smooth.
Porter boy.
Oh, what the fuck is that? Oh, so good.
Love it.
Oh, thank you, Florida man, for giving me this.
Oh, it's my favorite beer ever.
Fucking Pops Porter, robust Steve Wynwood. Fucking tastes like Steve Wynwood in my mouth.
I think it's all right.
Is this liquid fire?
Am I on fire right now? I want to say.
Was this some shit that you bought like on fucking clearance and like some bullshit fucking clearance, like. Bullshit store in Florida
sent over here to us. About. Don't
like,
worry.
Is
Steve.
This like the Costco of your fucking Florida? You sent us some Costco shit. Wynwood. We got Kirkwood in Costco here. You got Wynwood.
Kirkwood.
Is this your bullshit fucking Costco beer? I swear to God, this is Costco beer, ain't it? You're trying to pull this off swear some to fucking God, big man. Shit.
I think it's good, bro.
Big estimate shit. 2011 Miami. Don Johnson wasn't in Miami in 2011 anymore.
No.
He left.
Are you friends with Don Johnson?
I don't know. After about the third sip, it starts going down okay.
He's like, by the end of it, he's like, dude, this is awesome beer.
I love this shit.
You got Steve Winwood's phone number?
There's a second bottle. He sent doubles of everything. It was awesome.
No, but we got clapped.
So there might be something left for Matt next week.
You can stick that bottle sideways up your ass, buddy. I don't want that shit.
Bells doesn't like anything dark. Wow. Well, don't worry. We've got an IPA on deck from Florida. And Steve.
Thanks for nothing, asshole.
You bastard, Bells. I want to say, first I want to say sorry for Bells.
Sorry for Bells.
And second, I want to say sorry for last week's episode.
It wasn't that bad.
Did you listen to it?
Yeah.
I thought it was a fucking mess.
Well, the end fell apart.
The last out, like after we talked about Crowlers, Growlers, it just imploded. It was just a disaster. It was one of my least favorite episodes. Volume. As a perfect poor listener, as well as a broadcaster, also a listener, as a listener, like I have my listener hat on, and I was like, oh my God, this thing's a fucking mess.
Yeah.
It was one. I mean, it's going to happen. You're going to have a beer podcast. It's once in a while, you're all, when you have every participant drunk and just there's just anarchy mess.
Well, I think I just need to quote.
Was there guests?
We just need to quote Dave. Beavis and Butthead and saying that you need to have what stuff that sucks so you know what's cool.
God, Butthead, he is the Jesus of our generation.
He is the Jesus of our generation. It's like, if you didn't have stuff that sucks, how would you know it's cool?
You can't always fuck like a porn star.
Yep. So there you go. Once in a while you need a cleansing, I guess. So I guess that was last week. I'm having some more of that.
Porn. And then Bell shows up.
Yep. Hey, you guys are really fucked. Show's be over by next week.
So do you have any culture stuff?
Don't worry. I'll have Dorktown done by this weekend as well.
He's trying to
sabotage my own fucking podcast.
Shoot yourself.
He's been trying to sabotage
big announcement
Dorktown
for
10 years. Still hasn't worked. What the hell's going on out there?
I was kind of weary of this, but since Bells is here, this might work out. We had a Facebooker ask us for our best craft beer innuendos.
Oh, sexual innuendo, craft beer, sexual innuendos.
And of course, I thought of zero immediately as soon as I was put on the spot.
Okay. What?
So my default is always interesting in the can.
Ow, fuck. Now you get on the spot.
Yeah, you get on the spot. Your brain.
I think that's something.
Is this like a pickup line?
Yeah, like craft beer puns. Like you're at a craft beer bar, and you're like, hey, baby, that's some great head you have there. Like, that's obviously the worst one you could ever think of.
Wow, you give great head there when she pours you a beer, and you're like,
yeah, that's a great way to get slapped in the face instantly. Get your beer poured out, slapped in the face.
Or
it's
9 out of 10 times, sure, but that 10th time,
60% of the time, it works all the time.
Yeah,
you just walk up to her and you go, craft, and she nods.
Wow,
and then you just say, fuck, she nods.
That's not even an innuendo, that's exactly right.
That's
what you
pretty
want.
Exactly. Like,
well,
that's not even
who needs to.
Hey, you want to go drink some beer and fuck?
Craft beer and
craft,
chill.
Crafty, hoppy, whatever, you know.
You innuendo. Hop on this?
You just go, hey, listen, are you into craft
beer?
Do you
like to hop on this?
Yes. Are you into craft fucking?
Artisan fucking.
Indie fuck.
Indie sex.
Craft fucking at home. I got a craft fuck at home.
I have a homemade.
Fuck the shit out of
you. I have a homemade artisan condom. And
I swear to God, I'm not wearing it right now.
It's recycled beer bottles.
Yeah, it's
it saves the flavor.
It's made from spent grain. It's paper made from spent grain.
Wow,
that was made into a paper condom. Right. And
this is going nothing like
when it's done. We can feed a cow with it. Biodegradable.
Yep.
You thought your last episode was going to go to
Right? It's already happening. This, at least the last episode took about 45 minutes.
Did it?
This one took a whole half hour to go to hell.
Let's start doing shots.
We're gonna keep that sexual innuendo
in
our heads for the rest of the episode.
Pop up.
I'll just pop things up now and then if I think of something.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba. Anything else going on out there? I didn't really have any culture stuff for this week.
I was just dreaming about my Powerball bar.
Your Powerball bar?
Here, I don't know if
everybody had
Powerball. But
so, if I win the Powerball.
If you won $1 billion.
I bought one whole Powerball ticket, and I have not checked it.
So what do you do with your $1 billion? Say you won the Powerball, like the Powerball, not like you didn't have to share it with 12,000 other motherfuckers.
All right.
You just won. You were the sole Powerball winner. You got
$1 billion. I'll tell you exactly what I'd do.
Are you going up to Russian River and saying, "I buy you
two chicks at the same time"?
I saw somebody did that meme too. Like you had Somebody had to think of that meme. Yeah. I saw it. I was like,
Well, yeah. Adjust for inflation.
You know what I do? Two chicks at the same time.
Yeah, I figure with $1 million, two chicks double up on a dude like me.
I'd like to pull a Silent Bob Stoner J thing where they just go and beat the shit out of everybody that ever talks shit about
them. Yeah. Or all the people that made comments, the trolls, any comments they got them. Just kick their ass, even if they're a
kid. Nobody really says anything, so I really don't have anywhere to go to do. It just sounded like a fun idea. I really don't think I'd do anything, really. I wonder how many people would come out of the woodwork and start hitting me up for money.
Hey, buddy.
All of a sudden, your family really wants to be your family.
Yeah, like 1,000 new friends on Facebook.
Listen, you're my buddy, but I need to borrow $250,000.
Yeah. Yeah. My car won't start. I need
$250,000. I was reading a thing that Mark Cuban was giving advice to whoever's going to become the next billionaire.
Oh, wow.
Just kind of like, hey.
What a guy.
You know.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what's going on. And his thing was just like, he goes, watch out for the people that, you know, don't lend money out to people. Just don't. He's like, if a friend comes up to you and asks you for $100,000, what kind of a friend is he?
Your best friend.
Your best friend. That's right. And he's going to take you out and get you fucking laid in Vegas with that $100,000, you asshole. Two chicks at the same time.
Mm-hmm. No, would part of that money build an ultimate tap room? Would you start a brewery or a tap room or a
that's the question. A beer bar? Just go buy one? Indie go beer buy bar. A brewery? Just be like,
I'll just become Budweiser?
Like, do you go save your favorite brewery? Like, say, like say your favorite brewery is pent up against the
New evil Belgium's about
of,
to get bought out, and you step in and say, no.
Do you go and buy them?
I buy you.
Do you start fresh and just start your own brewery?
You go to every bar in the world.
Ooh,
and
every single
so
bar.
Every bar is your bar.
You have a drink, and you take a picture with you and a fucking Miller Lite can next to you at this bar.
So you bring your own Miller Lite.
If you went to every single bar, imagine how much crappy beer you'd have to drink. Like, I'm gonna have a beer in every bar in the world. How much shitty beer you would have to drink?
You got the money to do it.
That's all right. You'd have to really get used to Coors.
You can go drive around, but you still got your Miller Lite can in case you,
need it. Yeah. Because most bars, they're not going to give a shit about your beer geek. Do you have?
I'm sure if you buy around for the house, they don't care what you drink.
Yeah, that.
Do you have any Randall Taps?
Can you Randall my Miller Lite?
Yeah. Will you? You have any Randall Miller Lite taps?
We do. We're running cow chips through them right now.
Ooh,
delicious! Tastes like shit.
Is that a Denver cow chip?
Are these grass fed cows.
They're North Dakota.
It's got that.
They got too much ice in them. Those are cold.
I don't even know what that means, bro.
But it sounds like it
sounds smart. Cool. Well, is that all we have
for sexual innuendos?
Is that all we have for sexual innuendos? Into windows.
How the fuck do you pick up on some bitch at a craft bar? Just like that? Hey, bitch.
Yeah.
What's up? Hanging out at a craft bar?
Don't use innuendos. Hey, you're in a craft bar.
Probably not. I think you guys have girl listeners.
Let's go get wild like that yeast.
We do have female listeners.
I'm sorry, ladies. I would never say that at a craft bar.
At a regular bar.
I would only say that at a dance club. I'd call you a bitch.
But at craft bar, I'm way more respectful.
But I promise you.
This is a craft bar. I got to be respectful.
I promise you, by the time I called you a bitch, you were so drunk already, you probably wouldn't remember it in the morning. So it's okay. Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Just being honest.
Dorktown Podcast is where you can find Bells.
For more of this shit, please look here.
Clickbait. We have a voicemail line, 559-492-0542. We share it with Dorktown. We love hearing from the listeners and hearing what they have to say. And we are healthy that way. We get plenty of voicemail action.
Bells. God, I'm trying to give like it a porter. Second try.
It's not like porters.
Florida.
So
fucking let's, Florida.
Here's
piece of shit.
Tastes like they're human air. Listeners.
You're fucking killing me.
Just calling to let you know my beers win. That's it. What are they? I had with him a DBA. Firestone Walker's. DBA. That shit was good, eh? It was firme. And actually, it was so good that I almost got, well, yeah, I kind of did, eh? I kind of got it to second base with my highness cousin, eh? That's pretty bad. But
that's all right.
We weren't playing baseball, so it didn't really matter, eh? She got a good fucking defense. She kept blocking me, I said. And I kept tripping now because, you know, she got the Sharpie eyebrows. And that kind of reminded me of
Sharpie eyebrows.
So I didn't really know where the fuck I was. Maybe it was because of the DBA, eh? But anyways, Happy New Year. And let me hear a couple New Year resolutions, like crap beer-wise, you know, eh? Like for me, I said, what I want to do, eh, for this New Year's, for craft beer, I said, I want to drink a lot of it. I want to maybe a diet essay. This is what I was thinking. Replace my last meal, like my dinner, my PB&J's, you know, because I don't have that much feria to buy food. So like my fried bologna sandwich, maybe drink a craft beer instead of have a you know, some fucking stupid sandwich. Maybe lose weight that way. I don't know. Replace one meal with one craft beer. Orale, that sounds like a good idea, eh? I think I'm going to do that. And also another one is maybe visit a lot of breweries, you know? Walk in, yes. That's it, and look pretty cool, you know? But I don't know how they're going to... I don't know, man. You know, I need to get there, and I got to drive back. I said, I'm not drinking and driving like a fucking guy, eh? I can't do that shit. I'm Latino, you know? They see me behind the wheel, I'm always getting pulled over. Happy New Year's. Let me hear some resolutions. At least give me two. One from each and every one of you. Orale.
Orale. Chug your beer. We had that. We last week's episode we recorded a little early, so I think that one was.
Oh man,
that was intended to be on last week's episode.
Damn it.
My resolution. Drink more beer. I just
drink
like
more
just
beer.
Drink more craft beer.
Replace the beer.
Stay
with
less
meal.
Sober.
Stay less sober. I love chug
maybe
your beer.
Maybe I'll attend the gala this year.
Yep.
Ooh.
I've yet
to do that. My resolution is to get to that Firestone Walker.
Fuck more, work less. I don't know. Fuck,
that,
I don't know.
That's a good resolution. Firestone Walker, dude. Got to get to that Firestone Walker Invitational. Yeah. There's more. I think we got some more here.
That's about it. Chew. There's nothing else that really need
to
want to go
for. Chew your beer again, eh? Wow. Early, I feel bad, eh? Because I didn't get to get on the other show, eh? But anyway, this is another voicemail for you guys. Couple beers that I had this week, man. What are they? Let me see. I had the Schutz Brewery, Holmes. Black Butte 27th Street.
Oh.
This shit was good, man. It was dark. It had a lot of flavor. But I didn't write the shit down on the piece of paper, so I really don't know how to describe it to you. That shit was bomb, man.
You're an on-tap junior beer.
The other beer I had, this is like a very rare item. It, you know, I had to really search for it. And you know what I mean? It, like, I really had to bend over and look under, and I found it. But this was Southern Tier. I think it's from up north, Holmes.
Yeah, back
not
east.
Like from where you're at, but like up north or more up east, like the East Coast. That's it. This was creme brulee. That's it. I feel like a
pizza. We
like
had that. Like, so
you know,
had
like, creme brulee. What a lady, creme brulee. That shit was bomb. That's it. It felt like I was drinking. My fucking mom's flan, bro. You ever had flan?
Yes.
Oh, man. It's like
of course.
A fucking pastry.
It's a valley, bro.
Pastry. It's like it doesn't know if it's fucking jello or fucking like bread or I don't know what the fuck. But this beer tasted exactly like flan, eh? I never had creme brulee, I said, because I'm never going to fly overseas, you know? Unless the government wants to send me to fight, you know, instead of putting me in jail and they make me do, you know, service. So, anyways, I said, this shit was gold, man. Creme brulee. But the only bad thing, eh, is fucking sweet, man. That shit gave me a fucking headache from all the sugars, man. Anyways, it's like a beer you want to share with your hyena, you know?
Yeah.
And it just feels sweet and warm all over. But that shit was bomb, man. Orale. Another thing, I got a question for you. Untapped. I got a few of you guys following me. Orale, I love it. I feel like a part of a crew now, man. I'm not drinking alone anymore.
That's right.
With everybody. But here's my question. When people post on it, on Untapped, that's it, and they don't post a picture, how do you feel? Do you believe them? Or do you feel like they're lying? I don't like to post people that don't post a picture. To me, it feels like they're just, you know.
Next level.
You're just posting, but you're not showing. You got to show me, man. Yeah, you got to show me what you're doing.
That's right.
That's my question to you. Do you post people that don't post pictures? That's it. Because to me, if you have a picture, that's evidence. And, you know, being a homeboy, I don't like evidence. I don't want to be seen, but this is different. I think I just confused myself. Oh, my shit. My mind is blown. Listen. Really? But do you toast?
Oh, shit. Oh, I did that. Oh, sorry. I think... Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm over 1,000 beers.
I know
now,
that. There was one guy on there that was like posting like insane amount of beer one night, just like this constant beer. And somebody actually got on like one commented on one of his beers he was checking into and just basically called him out and said, "This is bullshit.
Damn.
Nobody's drinking this many beers." And it started this huge ass thread. Reggie even texted me like, "Are you seeing this right now?"
What?
It was like something you never seen before on Untapped. It was like the viral thread on this guy's Untapped. Everyone was just going crazy commenting, like arguing about this guy. Is he real? Is he fake? And like basically a day later, the actual guy comments, "Oh, but this was real. It was just a bottle share." And it was like 20 beers like in one night.
Damn.
And I was like, "No, you didn't have all these beers." Yeah. He's like, "Yes, of course."
Why did they give him a hard time? Why the fuck? What the fuck? Who the fuck?
That's bullshit.
Because this is 20 real. Beers? This is real life.
This is real life, bro. Untapped is real.
Yeah.
You never had 20 beers before in one night?
Well, 20 Coors Lights.
How many fucking bottles are on this table at the end of a podcast?
All right, Bells.
Yeah, but we're having tasters here.
Come on, man.
It hung up on him.
I don't know what the hell's going on, man. I think I just blew my mind like crazy with that freaking the picture post and the evidence. Anyways, I'm sorry, Holmes. I don't like to be hung up on, you know? I think it's kind of rude, you know, people are talking, and, you know, just to fucking cut them off like that. Anyways, I think I'm
sorry,
what do you call it? What are the smart people
saying? Blame Google Voice.
I'm rambling on, eh?
Rambling on?
I can watch you. Anyways, I think I'm rambling again, eh? Fuck! I gotta stop early. I have to watch you. What's going on? Just hang up on me. Tell me to hang up on me. No, hang up on me.
I heard his Vato breaking a little bit there.
Damn it.
I think.
He really talks like this.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello.
That's actually Jack Nicholson. Chew your beer.
This is actually Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, what are you drinking there, fellas?
What are you drinking?
What's
there?
His name? Chili beer?
No, chew your beer.
Chew your beer.
He's on Untapped.
I don't
find him, bro.
I don't do Untapped.
I know you don't.
There's no evidence needed of what I drink, what I consume.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
It's gotta be.
I'm driving, and I just wanted to say, you know, Matt, I love Matt,
What the hell's going on with the Google Voice?
Apparently, that's what he thinks everybody about off.
Hey, guys, can you hear me, man?
Yes.
I know I just left the voicemail.
Scotty B.
But that was before I played a few more minutes of the show. Because I'm driving, and I listen to your show while I'm driving, and it's Friday. Oh, yeah.
You can't just
Friday,
say I'm driving.
Friday. Dave misses my Friday song. That was for Dave, Andrea. Well, anyway, idea of making an IPA without hops.
Yeah, you got challenged.
Mocking what hops do, like the citrus, the pine.
Can Scotty be making an IPA without hops?
That's a really good idea. There is one obstacle in it that I'd be curious to see how I'm going to overcome it. But I do accept the challenge. And the obstacle is finding something that will give it the bitterness, the IBUs, to balance out with the malt.
Right.
Marijuana.
Otherwise,
marijuana.
Marijuana. Sweet and cloying.
Get you
high. But anyway, part I'm going to try it. I'm going to do some experimenting. It's going to be fun.
Fun.
Scotty!
Yeah, Scotty B! Scotty That's right. B. Paul in Fairfax challenged Scotty B.
Make to some make marijuana beer.
To make an IPA that has all the... elements that the notes of an IPA, but
bud.
No hops. Right.
This bud's for you.
This bud's for you.
Well, it's the same plant, the marijuana. All right. Well, we got a few more voicemails, but we need a new beer. So
new
it's time for
beer.
A new beer.
Wow.
Oh, I had problems opening that can, dude.
I thought you were going to break that tab off.
Oh, shit. Damn it. Damn it, the I love gold.
I love gold.
It's going to happen.
We're going to old school it.
Shh.
It's not going to happen.
It's not fucking happening. Wow. That piece of shit. I'm going to try one more time. Nope. God damn it.
Keep going, I love gold.
This is another one of our Florida beers that Steve sent. We'll see if this Bells has a better opinion. Of this, I was fine with that porter. Actually, this is called
fucking kiss ass, dude. Wow.
I'm not kissing ass, dude.
You don't gotta kiss his ass, bro. He doesn't know where you live. It's not like he can find your ass. Well,
he knows where to send beer. No. Due South Brewing Company.
Due South.
This is from Baytone Beach, Florida. 8.5% Category 5 IPA, Imperial IPA.
Category 5. Ooh,
it's called Category 5, nice. You know, after a hurricane.
Yeah.
It's
a big one.
Ooh, it's a big one. It's a big one. It's pretty light, though, looking. It's color is pretty light. There's some thick in there. That's a technical term, thick. Going around the table.
Got your hands on the cans.
We're all taking in the aroma.
Mmm.
Aroma. Well, Nick's going for it now.
Nice big old slurp.
Hmm. Ooh, that's a little different.
Oh, man. See, they give it a big name, and the beer doesn't keep up to the hype.
Nope. It's not good. Tastes like shit. So far, Florida, 0-2, buddy.
Bells.
Go back to the drawing board. Come to the West Coast. Learn a real fucking beer. All right.
For this big
drink,
a beer?
Come over here and drink Coors Light.
It's not bad.
Mm-mm.
Come over here and have a Coors Light.
It's not
Light
bad. I just prayer. Wanted like super punch in the face with a name like Category 5.
Yeah. You don't think it's strong enough or big enough?
I was expecting something like a triple.
Oh, okay. But what's it? Like an 8 something, right?
8.5.
That's about right.
Like, you ever had Simtra from Knee Deep?
Yeah, it's not very good.
But it's potent.
Bells doesn't like anything.
Yeah, he doesn't like anything.
Breaking Bud is not bad.
Oh.
From Knee Deep. That's all that they make that's good.
Their Citra Pale is really good.
Hey, guys.
Citra Pale is good.
Okay, I'll have to try.
Paul, Fairfax.
In case you didn't notice, that was me doing my impression of Matt doing his impression of me. Hey, so I just wanted to say
what did I miss?
Because Matt does an impression of Paul, and Paul was doing an impression of Matt doing an impression of himself.
Goofiness. You bring Dave onto the show, and it just adds a fourth dimension of loopiness. I don't know.
Yeah,
if
loopiness.
The 9% crowlers or the strong ales or whatever.
Crowlers.
But I, for one, love it. So keep
really?
It up.
Apparently, he noticed.
See?
You guys
anyway,
got shitty.
Came across this.
yeah.
This Henry Fonda film from 1941, and there's this awesome line in it, and I'm gonna try to hold the phone up to the computer screen so you can hear this line. Hopefully it's
Bridget Fonda's
it
fine.
So listen up.
It's funny to me when I hear it's your feet talking about beer. You see, I don't like beer. Bock beer, lager beer, or steam beer. I do not know, like pale ale, brown ale, nut brown ale, porter, or stout. It makes me all just to think about it.
Well, if you couldn't hear that, my apologies. If you could, it was funny. All right. Check you guys later.
Wow. Thanks, Paul. I love Paul.
I love Paul.
I love Paul. I love Paul.
That's between you all, okay?
He's Paul a poet Fairfax. And didn't know it.
Matt, I got to tell Matt about him. Paul is doing an impression of Matt doing an impression of him. That's pretty meta and awesome.
Inception.
Hello?
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 Oh, God, it's Reggie.
This is Reg.
It's Reg.
He doesn't know how to work a phone.
That's right, Mikey.
He works for the phone
company. No, he doesn't know.
I saw your guys' new logo on the old Instagram later.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty rad. Who designed it?
Nick.
And are we going to see any swag from this new logo?
Jesus Christ.
I didn't see any from the last logo, so expecting too much, but you know. Oh, and a message for Bearded Brewer.
He knows our style.
I care, bro. I care. Peace out.
Because last week, Matt was like, nobody cares. Nobody cares if I was on this show.
Oh.
And so Reggie cares.
Fishing.
Bearded Brewer. I don't know. Bearded
Brewer.
Man,
I've been feeling like that
this.
For fucking 10 years, man. Nobody cares.
They do, right. Bells. They care. Still more voicemails, man. 559-492-0544.
Diamond.
What's up, Diamond?
It's been a while, guys. Sorry. I've been enjoying all that free buyout beer of Ballast Point Sculpin. Sadly, it has come to an end.
It's all buyout now.
The dates on the bottles at the store, and they're all in November.
That's a good heads up. All Ballast Point beer is now buyout beer.
It's over.
Over.
But I wanted to say greetings from the Midwest, where it was a degree outside today.
A degree.
Where I had spent a most degree. Of my time.
A single degree.
To the point where my goatee had ice in it.
Ooh. That's a
I know
thing.
You guys, it's probably not, it's a hard concept to grasp where you guys wear just like hoodies at when it's 60 out. But we get snow here and lots of it. So no more sculpting for me.
Oh really? Fuck you don't guys. Have to do that, dude.
And
I'll do it on our account.
Just wanted to say that it would have been one of my favorite beers for this year. Since I missed that.
At least you tried it.
So as well. But since then, I've had a Founders Perfect or Project Pam,
which was
a barrel-aged black IPA, which was like 10.8%.
Whoo!
It was a special capping, whatever. I can't fucking talk. I've been drinking so much today afterward.
He's frozen.
This bullshit weather.
He's frozen.
I hope you guys are enjoying your 70s and sunny. Ah. All right? I'll probably call back later. Cheers.
Ah, man. Jeez. I live.
That actually gets down to about 45 to about 39 degrees.
Oh, we've had a few hard freezes this year. 30 degrees.
It wasn't too
overnight. Bad. I spent a little time in Kansas, in Arkansas, and in Concordia, Kansas, and I had to live with my grandma when I was 18, and I had to go to work one morning. I left my car.
Were you milking cows?
Nope. I left my car outside.
What were you milking, Mike?
I was milking the paycheck is what I was. I left my car outside overnight, and I couldn't get in the car because the key actually was frozen. I could not unlock the car. And this was something I'd never experienced before. Like, I physically couldn't unlock the car because it was frozen. The lock on the door was frozen. And I called work. I was like, I can't, like, I'm going to be late. I can't get into my car. And they're like, oh, is it frozen? Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll see you when you get here. Like, it was just, that's just a common thing, apparently. I'm just a noob. But yeah.
You just call him and be like, hey, I'm frozen today.
Frozen today, can't get to work.
I'm fucking frozen, bro.
Can't get to work, bro.
I'm like, call me Han Solo, bro.
Guys, Diamond again.
Joey, what the fuck?
Well, apologize to all your
what's the matter,
loyal fans.
What's up, George?
And also to you for my little burst there. It's just I'm outside Cliff Clavin' it all day long. And this weather sucks. But I forgot to tell you before it was, a couple weeks ago around Christmas, I gave my brother, my younger brother, who's just now getting into craft beer, a Sculpin. And it was a Christmas time, so he's like, oh, I was like, ask him, how was it? He's like, oh, I didn't really like it. It was too, I don't know, too hoppy. I was like,
it's too hoppy.
I was like, oh, yeah? He's like, yeah. He's like, you should really try this one. And what's he fucking hand me? A Rebel IPA.
No! I'm like,
well, this is dog piss in a can. And when I mean can, in a bottle, because they can't get it even right, or myself, because I've also been drinking tonight. And it's been pretty much all day IPA.
Yeah.
And some breakfast style.
Good beer.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much anything else Founders have that I have in my fridge. Yeah. Yeah, that's about it. So I apologize for my little rant. Hope my story made up for it. Cheers. Love the show. Can't wait for this one to come out. Bye.
Thanks, Diamond. And that is voicemails 559-492-0542. You can call us with all your stuff. So last week's show freaked me out so much that I felt I needed to switch around the segment here. Usually we would do Ben Caught right now. So right now I want to do Looking Out For because we keep
if you must
passing it up really quick because it's at the end of the show and we're drunk and we're like, screw it. So I'm switching it around this week to see
what it's like. Scotty B. I don't get drunk. Oh, no, I don't get hangovers.
Oh, yeah. Scotty B. doesn't get hangovers. He still get drunk. Looking out for.
It was very important.
Well, right. The beer camp, that 12-pack, the Sierra Nevada's Beer Camp Across America. The 2016 12-pack, it's coming out soon.
Oh, this is the regional beer camp, like, though, right?
But it's the 12-pack that's got, you know, like last
but
year.
But it's like two or three breweries per region instead of one
really?
On one. Yeah,
I didn't see that.
I thought that was what was different this year.
I don't know. Maybe.
Because this year it's like Society and...
Society's in there.
But it's another... Was it? Oh, Bagby. Society
and
Bagby. And,
oh, okay.
And
instead of like Society and Sierra, it's like Society and Bagby.
And Sierra.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I don't know, dude. I don't know all the details.
Thanks, Mike.
I'm bringing this up without all the details. It's very unprofessional. Yeah. But no, that's coming. I'm going to be all about it.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be fun. That was one of the most fun 12-packs ever.
Yeah.
And then last year's beer camp.
Last year's was pretty epic with all the different.
Yeah.
And then they snuck in two cans.
Yeah. In
the
midst
of all the bottles.
Yeah.
Mist.
We've had the initial one out right now is that Tropical IPA.
Yeah. And the Mallard's Odyssey got barrel aged.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was the beer camp. I want to say, who was it? Mallard's. Was it Bell's Brewing?
Bell's Brewing, that sounds right. Bell's Brewing.
Or is it just Bell's because he's right here and I'm thinking.
I'm just thinking about him. I don't know. Burr, is it cold out there, Bell's?
It's got to chill.
It's 60 degrees. It's a little chilly.
Oh, man.
Is it a chill?
It's a little chilly.
I got the sniffles.
Close to 60.
Mother Earth has a new IPA
out
there called Sweet Spot, which is like in the bat. When you're in baseball, there's a little sweet spot in the bat where you can just hit the ball perfectly. Well, there's always that sweet spot for IPAs. I think Matt's talked about how it's like, I want to say it's 7.4, 7.3. Oh, Bell's just
sweet spot.
I got messing up his mic stand. He's got it. But this is a 7.2. Would that be your sweet spot for an IPA?
Nah.
What's your sweet spot? for an IPA? What's like you like the best percentage?
9.7, 9.8
Bells.
Ooh, for an IPA.
Yeah, what's the alcohol percent sweet spot for you?
I'm 7.5
Ooh, you're close. Yeah. This is a 7.2 I agree with the 7.5 So I mean it's Mother Earth, so
yeah
I good can't chance wait to of try it being that. Good. It's gotta be. Modern Times.
Ooh. Oh, the look calendar?
Look out in Costco. Not the calendar. We've kind of touched on that, but yeah. They've got a tin pack, a variety pack tin pack.
I saw that.
It's out in the Costco's.
Well, the City of the Sun can't expose.
It'll always have a Blazing World, or two Blazing Worlds, two Black Houses, two Loma Lands, and then rotating ones with them. So that would be two rotating ones they always have.
So right now it's got a City of the Sun.
I think it's like 18 or 18 or 19 bucks. So
the
question
is, what's the shit beer that Modern Times is mixing in the mixed pack?
Yeah, usually.
You usually get one good one, though, too.
You usually get one epic.
You got to buy the whole pack to get this one.
But you
beer.
Get one shit beer that they can't peddle off anywhere else.
Oh, absolutely.
So they mix it in and make you buy it.
Of course.
But it's Modern Times, so that doesn't exist. Like, they don't have a shit beer.
There you go.
They just. What do they consider their crappy, like, everyday water, you know, drinking water.
But I will tell you, if Ballast Point comes out with, if they do another Grunion the way the Grunion was this year,
yeah,
all in.
All in. Full case of it.
That was so good.
Grunion.
Best beer they made.
Oh, that was a good pizza beer, too. They had Popolos had that for a while.
Grunion?
Grunion on tap.
I bet that was great. I'll never know. Popolos? Uh-huh. Oh.
That's wild beer. I'll never know. I was glad that I did have a Grunion from the can. Well, I just broke my headphones. A Grunion from the can before they got bought out, and it was damn good.
Oh, that was when we were at the thing, wasn't it?
Yeah,
we're at Gazebo Gardens.
Gazebo Gardens. See?
It's always better in the can.
Yeah,
it was. We drank all of them there. I showed up and I'm like, "You got Grunion?" They're like, "Yeah, in a can." I'm like, "Yes, you do."
Linus, don't let my hand ever be empty.
There's like no one else that even is ordering anything remotely close to that.
Mm. Yeah, they're like sweet. They're like, don't even
keep
know.
Taking those Grunions.
Grunion. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Well,
keep them coming.
That was fucking delicious.
Let's get some more Florida beers from Steve. This is Funky from Funky Buddha. Funky Buddha, I know.
Funky
that is
Buddha?
A fuck you, Buddha. Funky Buddha is they've got some major craft beer rep. This is called Hop Gun. It's just a straight up IPA. Let's see. Let's get a percentage here if it has it. 7%
Ooh,
it's below the sweet spot.
Hashtag sweet spot.
I'm okay with less than 7%. Okay with me.
You're all right with
It's way below my threshold.
I'm not that picky. It's like it's not gonna throw it out of bed or anything like that. Shit.
Ooh, freaking crackers.
I'm still gonna.
I love gold.
Oh, it's back. I found it. Thank you. Well, Hop Gun here.
I'd like to hop on that.
Would you like to hop on my gun? Because the innuendos before.
Yeah. I'm trying here.
We're trying.
We are terrible.
Two giant hops in your pants?
are you happy to see?
Do you have elephantitis of the nuts?
Oh, man.
Yes.
Blanket, yes.
Yes. Some more looking out for it. Stones Enjoy by 214-16 unfiltered IPA. It's a little change up.
Oh, is Bell's going back for more?
No, I haven't tried it yet. I'm just like,
He decided 7% is way too low. Careful, those Smith caramel malts. Sorry, you were saying something about a beer.
The Stones Enjoy, their next Enjoy by. Is 214-16.
So what?
Unfiltered IPA.
Fucking care.
I don't think they've ever done that unfiltered.
This is something not different. Suck. Listen, you've given me two shitty beers already. Florida boy. This is the third I'm about to sip. Don't disappoint me.
trying it now. Took a good little swig there.
I swear to the devil, if you disappoint me.
He's still evaluating.
Gonna fucking let you know about it.
Still evaluating.
Wow. I'm not sure what end that came out of.
I don't know what this means.
Yeah. You're 0 for 3, buddy.
Oh! Wow.
You're 0 for 3.
Oh, Bells is hard to please, man.
Bells is drinking rum and Cokes next time he goes to Florida.
East Coast bullshit on the East Coast.
Funky Buddha, man.
I don't know, man. There's supposed to be something you guys got there that's supposed to be good.
It's tough to tough to impress the Californian with Cigar IPAs.
City. Yes. Cigar City. It's Cigar City that's supposed to be good. What is it from Cigar City that they do? That's
there's
their
a
IPA.
Highlight. There's a highlight one,
the
too.
Highlight. Oh,
we had
what
that.
Is
we
oh,
had
it
one
is
of those.
Highlight. Oh, okay.
It was all right.
I see the can, but I can't see who makes it.
It's all right. This beer, and this one, this,
I like this one.
Nothing's
this
better than
this. Is all right.
This is
what's your best beer ever?
What do you mean, historically or like one time?
The
tasting?
Parabola.
Tarawa, blah, 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 blah.
Chumbawamba.
I would say the
I
Citra.
Love Chumbawamba.
Yeah, Bell's has it.
Bell's is going for the Citra.
The Citraholic, that one. Citraholic we had.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Mind the table, sir.
It's never matched it the times we've had it since, but
nothing has topped this beer.
Kern River's Citra Double IPA.
Nothing has topped it yet.
Double.
It beats out Pliny, eh?
It beats out Pliny. Wow. Absolutely.
Wowie wow.
Wowie wow.
It beats it out like
you can never get this.
You really can never get this fucking beer.
Well, okay, so
this fucking pain in the ass to get this fucking beer.
This is completely unfair because we're putting a triple against a double. Younger or Kern River Citra?
Oh, I'll enjoy the Citra over the Younger.
Dang, because I know you guys have actually had that.
Easily.
And I've never had that, so I don't know.
It's a great experience.
But
to go experience it, it's an awesome thing.
But as far as
I think flavor wise,
as far as you will never get this. I think Younger's only other one that would compete with Citra.
As far as
hard to get,
scarcity of it. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, you can't compare them because you're comparing a triple and a double.
You gotta go there to get it.
Yeah.
I mean, for
or be in L.A. when they ship a keg down and bypass Fresno.
Yeah,
bastards.
Just going I-5 out in the west side of the valley.
Yeah, they go. Maybe they won't see us in I-5.
Yeah, probably. We probably won't in the western side of the county.
Unmarked van.
I know.
Actually, they probably use a what are those bank trucks?
What was that? Yeah. Nothing. Nothing.
Fucking armored truck.
I'm just gonna go. I'm gonna go hang out in Kettleman City as much as possible and wait for.
Oh, like their beer trucks to come through.
Hell yeah, getting shitty in Kettleman City.
The big military caravan. It's just cakes of Pliny the Younger.
You're like,
going
I know that's
everybody likes to get shitty in Kettleman City.
I don't think, is there any place to get beer in Kettleman City? Like to drink beer? Does the Denny's have beer?
Like the Shell station.
It's so hipster you've never even heard of it.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, fuck yeah, it's where all the cool guys go.
Yep. Before
River Phoenix goes there.
Before I forget.
He came back from the dead.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Can he play Indiana Jones now?
Oh, is that what the...
He can play Joaquin Phoenix.
Playing Indiana Jones.
All right,
that's cool.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Wow. That's where the Jack Ranch Cafe is really for. It's a craft beer bar. You just never know it.
Before I get too far here, Cody from Timbro's podcast sent us a voicemail via email. So I wanted to
get to that.
Yeah, before it's too late and before I forget and we were too drunk like last week's crappy ass episode that apparently not everybody thought was crap.
Cody from up in Portland. I just finished listening to the first part of voicemails on your latest episode, and somebody mentioned a garlic beer, so I thought I would call and give my experience with that. It was back in August, I believe, when this nearby city called North Plains has a garlic festival. It's really, really small, so it's nothing like Gilroy, but I think it was Alameda, if I recall correctly. I could just look on my Untappd, but I really don't feel like going back through it to find the brewery. But I think it is Alameda that brewed this garlic beer. And from what I remember, I was really tired. I had been up for like almost 24 hours by the time I had this.
Yes.
So I don't remember it on the nose or like at your initial taste, tasting garlic. But I do know, I do remember a subtle little garlic flavor on the aftertaste, and it was really light, so obviously it's gonna depend on how much garlic you use in each batch, but I would have had several more if I didn't have to drive. It's not like it was great, but it wasn't bad, so I thought that would be a little bit different take on what you guys have heard and experienced with garlic beers. So, adios.
Nick, have you had a garlic beer?
I never have, but I've heard of them being
made. You keep talking how great you love garlic on your gnocchi. Yeah. Don't put garlic on gnocchi.
Put garlic on everything. No.
When you call Mike's, you tell him, don't put garlic on it.
Why the fuck would you not put garlic on anything?
Garlic sucks. I don't like garlic.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I want my Mike, gnocchi. No garlic gnocchi.
Mike equates garlic.
I don't like garlic cabbage. Bread. I like red bread.
The See, best... You garlic need to be in the world.
You need to get your French Canadian ass out of here. All right. Get the fuck out of here.
Tim Hortons, do not like about
get your ass back up
like
to
about
Canada.
Garlic.
Fucking French Canadian fuck. Fucking I don't like garlic. You piece of shit.
Oh man, garlic. Oh,
see God. Now Nick, I
you
we got
to go to the Stinking
gotta get
Rose
Nick
in San Francisco.
Thank you, Mr. Nick. Dude, these guys bring out cloves of garlic sitting on this fucking little lit thing, and you grab this clove and you spread it, and it melts on your bread.
Yes,
how
it's softer than butter.
Like oh my
god! The bunya calda, that stinking rose.
I can't stand going through Gilroy.
Stinking fucking rose.
You drop down into Gilroy from 152, and it just hell.
That aroma.
That's what hell must sound like.
I used to live in San Francisco.
You do this, you go,
man.
Gilroy.
I used to smell that from my apartment.
I'd rather smell Bakersfield than fucking cows. Ugh.
Right across the street from the Stinking Rose used to be a little cafe called the Steps of Rome.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if
nice.
It's still, I'm sure it's out of business.
Probably.
And there was an awesome Italian restaurant behind that, and I'm sure
probably
that's
a vegan bar now.
Fuck, man. It was some good shit.
Damn it.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
The best.
There's also something Cody
left. The Galadium's still there, though.
The what? The Galadium.
The Galadium.
That's open till 4.
And what's the famous cafe? Is that the Trieste?
The Vesuvio?
No. Okay. Maybe not. I thought it was something with a T.
Where is it at? Is it?
It was in North Beach.
What's it called?
The Trieste.
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 Triste
that way.
Triste.
I don't know. It was supposed to be where all the famous writers.
Wait a minute, that's like a
writers hung out.
That was something off of fucking like Nice and Alluvial.
Oh yeah,
that was all Palm and Nice.
Preso
strip mall place.
That was some bullshit bar that went out of business real quick. When is
Cody also besides that voicemail? Cody also left some feedback. Says Mikey, could you cut back on the bro impressions? The bro voice is not going sitting well with Cody.
Wow.
I see this is
so
this
Mike because
he's
you
fucking
stop breathing?
Communist.
Yeah. Can I just stop talking?
He's a fucking communist. He's been brainwashed to talk that way.
I'm rattled by this. I don't know what to do. I've actually been thinking about that personally. Like, am I doing that voice too much? Is it annoying? Like nobody's saying anything. I guess it's okay.
Everything you do is
Cody
annoying.
Says, yeah, I know. That's just easy to point out. Well, we'll just point out that the bro voice is annoying. In reality, everything's fucking it's annoying, just but, but at least we can pick on the bro voice. See, I don't know what to do now.
Wow. Oh, so it makes you want to do it more? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Initially, but like then after a while,
like,
then
well,
your first
well,
reaction
well,
is
then,
like,
bro.
Oh, guess what? All bro voice. 2 hours of bro voice.
I don't
voice.
Do the bro voice.
No, my first thing was like, I'm going to do a thing for patrons, and it's just going to be an all bro voice review. It's like you're going to do your European accent. I'm going to do the bro voice, and then we're going to review a beer, and it's just going to put it on the Patreon, and we're not going to break character. Bells and I did on Dorktown. We had these characters.
That's right. That's right. We had oh God.
It was
Max.
The root,
Max and Johnny,
Mr. Root is a
Johnny
long,
and Max
long
Root.
Running cover band in Fresno yes. for like 30 years. Yeah. And so we have these two guys that are supposedly from Mr. Root, Johnny and Max Root. And we did the whole show as
Holy
Johnny
shit.
And Max Root. He just wants attention. Jovi's
you want
just
attention from me.
Our Labrador, our studio lab is just going around looking for attention.
He wants some love. Pet me now.
So yeah, maybe we should just do a whole show with just
wow,
bro.
That's a challenge.
It's a craft beer geek / bro guy voice that I step into too many times. So you don't want me to do the bro voice anymore? That's all right. And then fine, I won't come into this bear anymore. This bear's ratchet anyway. This bar is ratchet. It's aqueous. This bear's too aqueous.
That's your fucking bro voice?
That's the craft beer geek bro.
Oh my God.
Bro. No, wait. No, there's like two. There's have. Like two. There's the beer geek guy is like, like this. And then the bro guy's a little deeper, like, bro, do you even craft, bro? Do you even Randall? Do you have any Randall taps?
I only drink Randall beer.
I only drink Randall beer. That's
Randall on the second. Right.
I guess I gotta come back on it.
You got to ponder that one, huh?
I have to think about it.
Sit on it.
Well, oh. Get some feedback. So if you want to get some feedback, say stop the bro. I mean, we should do a Twitter poll. Should Mikey stop the bro voice? Yes or no?
I only Randall on the leap year and the fourth moon.
Well, you're
we're still looking out for some beer. As we need a new beer, probably though.
See, I was super close. I knew how that one was going to sound. And
I'm not hooked in.
It's outside the box.
Damn it. God dang it.
I love gold.
There we go. New beer. Go around. This one was Paul in Fairfax. This was still, we still had one beer that Paul sent us. If you'd like to send us beer,
what
go to
perfectpourpod.com. Jesus
go
Christ.
Go to the about page. We have a glossary page on perfectpourpod.com, so all our inside bullshit is there. I poured too much. Damn it. I wasn't paying attention.
Well, what is this?
What is this?
What is this?
It's a hoppy wheat beer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Mills.
It better be.
Start you off.
It better be.
This is from...
is this the Fort Point?
Yeah.
Fort Point.
This is their, I think it's their, they're trying to do a Blazing
you
World.
Get
maybe?
A yeast infection?
But they said refreshing
oh
and
my
hoppy
God.
Wheat beer.
You totally get a yeast infection from this.
What? I do not want this beer suddenly. That is clear as water. There is almost no color to this beer.
Jesus Christ.
Bell's is not having a good show.
He's never coming back.
We're not going to get Bell's back.
The fuck is this shit, man? I bring you guys the fucking best beer of all in the world, and you give me this crap?
I do not see Parabola on this table, sir.
I got two bottles of this shit. You may bring it over, and we'll crack a fucking bottle open. We'll do it. We'll do a Dorktown with Parabola.
That's the smartest thing you've said all night, sir.
Do you want me to wait for it to mature a year, or do you want to do it now?
Like right now?
Well, I gotta go.
All right, we're still looking out for a beer here.
Okay.
Well, one I haven't had yet. It's out there that we've talked about it.
What episode are you guys on?
We're on 131.
When's your next big one?
Probably till not until 200.
So you got a few episodes?
Yeah, yeah. Like a little bit more.
How long is that going to take?
It's going to take a while.
How long? Should you want to drink one then?
There's 52 weeks in a year.
Yeah. Once a week. Dorktown's every other week.
How many days sorta. Walk?
This is 39 last week's moons. Episode. I need to get this back to straight. The New Belgium Citradelic. It's out. It's everywhere now.
The other tangerine IPA?
Yeah, tangerine IPA. So I got to try it before New Belgium sells out.
No.
Becomes a bio beer. So hurry. Bismo. We got to get it. Hopefully by next week we'll have it.
What would... Stacy say about that?
Rad Stacy. I know. I worry about Rad Stacy. Like, please. Why? Don't
she
sell
probably
out
knows
New
how
Belgium.
To use nunchucks. She's fine.
Yeah. Fuck, she you can worried take
about
her. Herself.
You should be worried about yourself. She could probably protect
I
your
just
ass.
I'm worried that if they get bought
she
out,
is like, nunchuck sniper.
Can we have Rad Stacy on if New Belgium got spot out?
Ooh, I think yes, just to be safe.
Yeah. Yes. I'm gonna say yes because we love Newt Stacy.
They should Nude be. Stacey? They should be. They're like
Nude Stacy. We love Nude Stacy. One beer I'm not looking out for from New Belgium, their Side Trip.
Uh-oh.
Because it's a seasonal Belgian style.
Oh, ale. Yeah. Belgian.
No, nope, sorry. Belgium. Not looking out for that one. Firestone Nitro Merlin.
Oh, yeah.
Stout. Oh, Nitro, bro.
That's good.
I can't do the voice anymore. You ever have it? Nut Merlin on Nitro, bro.
All I can
is that I'm thinking Merlin Nick would be way into that.
I am waiting for it.
You give me a Nut Merlin on Nitro, would you?
Out.
Bloody
Sam
bloody
Adams, hell,
bloody Merkin, would you?
Sam, speaking of Nitro, Sam Adams has something called Nitro Project.
What
they have three Nitro beers. In cans, a Nitro Coffee Stout in a can, and a Nitro IPA in a can.
Oh,
from Sam Adams.
Wow!
So they're throwing everything. They're like trying everything, man.
Let's can it all. Let's do it a all. Nitro can.
I'd like to see how they can do a Nitro in a can.
Are they doing the Guinness widgets in the can?
I guess they must be doing widgets, bro.
The widgets.
Do you even widget, bro?
Do you even widget?
Ninkasi has an Easy Way IPA Ooh. Coming out. Bills might be interested in that. It's a session IPA from Ninkasi.
Oh.
Easy Way.
We'll try it.
House of Pendragon. Clovis is his own House of Pendragon.
Clovis
has
rules.
new IPA coming out called Arm and a Leg. It's out now. Out this week. It's with Nelson Savon and Mosaic Hops.
Armenian Leg?
Armenian leg.
That's right.
You ever had was that like slang for an Armenian penis, like a big Armenian
That's
penis?
Right.
Yeah, he's got a big Armenian leg on him.
IAN stands for I'm all tripod.
That's enough looking out for beers.
Starts with the T.
Doesn't matter.
Oh.
Everybody open up your Untapped.
Hey,
doesn't have Untapped.
Whoa there, mister.
Wait, all right.
Put
sorry.
Looking out for before the Untapped.
Oh, yeah, sorry, bro.
Yeah, thanks.
Looking out, what are you looking out for, Nick?
Uh-huh. Wow. I don't even care anymore.
No, I care. Damn it.
I'm what a over dick. It.
I should. I'm always need to make.
Hey, we're going to change the segment. First. You don't get to talk, though.
No. Nope.
See what it is? It's like a Dorktown podcast where Mikey just never shuts the fuck up. And you can't get a fucking word in edgewise.
Oh, okay.
That's all it is.
Is that
I feel you, Nick.
He doesn't care anyway.
No.
Because it's all stouts, baby.
I'm into it, dude. I'm into this, bro. Let's go.
Didn't get it last year. Hopefully we get it this year. Utter Love from Beechwood, bro.
Oh, yeah. The Utter Love.
Utter Love.
See if somebody can maybe make it up to Fresno with it. Mule it.
Maybe we don't know.
Utter Love Mule.
I won't be going to Disneyland anytime soon, so hopefully. And then also, Founders. Founders.
Founders.
For some reason, I believe they're Irish. Founders.
Founders.
They have an Imperial Stout coming. I don't know if it's new. I don't, but, you know, being as we've never had Founders before this, it could be new, it could be old. Who
yeah,
knows?
Yeah, we don't know.
They have an We're Imperial new. Stout.
They got an Imperial
I'd like
Stout
to see that
it.
Here.
We own, what's the name of it?
Imperial Stout.
It's just Imperial Stout. That's it.
They were...
You crack it open, it's all, you know... Star Wars Imperial theme.
Dun, 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 dun. They have a music widget inside the bottle.
Oh, like those fucking annoying birthday cards.
Yeah, exactly. Like a birthday card, but it's a bottle.
Yeah. And you cringe when you open it because you know it's going to play. You're like, maybe the batteries are dead on this one.
Nope.
I got to listen to it.
Damn it. Those are awesome, man. I don't know what your problem is.
Why do I believe Bells just always has this on
his phone? Yeah.
It's my fucking ringtone.
That's when he gets home.
It's your fucking song?
That's my fucking song.
That music plays when he gets home from work around his house.
Hey, baby. Guess what time it is?
That music starts anytime I walk through a door.
Yep. It's time to shift it forward.
Shift it in reverse? Foreign or domestic?
Hey, honey. How's your transmission run?
Nick, what else are you looking out for?
Nope, that was it. I just had two.
Let me help you.
Is there a beer you're looking out for, Bells?
Bells.
When it's time to bells.
When it's time to change. I have to rearrange.
Well, I read about that stupid Citraholic thing from the Citra thing from New Belgium. Yeah. But then I was like, ooh, that sounds really good. And then I read it again.
Citradelic.
And then I reread it again. And then I looked at the picture of the bottle. And then I saw a little thing on the top that said New Belgium on it. And I realized it's probably not going to be that
great. Oh.
Ooh, burn.
I'm telling Rad Stacy you
said
that.
I did go there. You don't even have to tell her. I just said it right now. I'm sure she heard it.
Sorry, Rad Stacy. Bills doesn't like things.
I hate things. I hate everything. I don't give a fuck.
He hates all the things.
You can't fucking change my ways.
Big cot drinking.
Only nunchucks can.
Everyone, open your untapped Bells. Can you think of something you've been contracting? I know one thing. You found some El Segundos in Fig Tree that I did not find.
I did.
Pissed me off.
I did. I bought them all up, actually.
You bastard.
You some bitch.
What was it you had?
Oh, man. I found El Segundo, the Citra Pale Ales. I bought every single one of those up. That shelf was gone. Then we got the, I also got the, Mayberry IPA and the Black Tar IPA. Black Tar IPA was okay.
I had not had that Black Tar.
Black Pine. Black Pine IPA.
Oh.
Black Pine IPA. It was okay.
I was trying to think of like a,
it was like a black IPA. It was good. The Mayberry IPA was forgettable.
Mm-hmm.
Citra Pale Ale was fucking knockout.
Mm-hmm.
Good shit. I bought all of them.
Well, the El Segundo Citra knocked
Citra Pale Ale.
It was great.
I said Citra Pale Ale.
Yeah, yeah. Citra Pale.
Drinks all around.
There you go. See, you can impress Bells. El Segundo knows how to do it.
El Segundo was good. What else? Tioga Sequoia's triple with the Simcoe.
Oh, you liked it.
That was good.
TDH with Simcoe.
TDH with Simcoe is good. They're going to fuck it up now with some bullshit. They are. It's going to be some gay. I'm going to do Mosaic because some shithead with a beard said I'm going to fucking Mosaic because it sounds so cool. And I'm fucking hipster. I'm fucking downtown. Some bullshit.
Downtown.
Hashtag DTF.
Some fucking
person. DTF.
Wanted to make it taste like downtown. So we fucking scooped up a scoop of fucking gutter water and we put it in our mash. Tastes like fucking downtown. DTF. Why don't they just have a down to fuck beer? Tioga Sequoia.
You're welcome, Tioga. You just got your
idea. There you go, man. Down to fuck. You want to get on the map? Down to fuck beer. 100%.
Boom.
Proof.
Nick, what have you been conjuring?
1,000%. Sadly, it was a slow week for beer.
Oh, man.
Well,
me too.
New beer.
Yeah.
We had some regs.
Right.
Like Modern Times Black House, Founder's Breakfast Stout.
I still haven't had that.
Oh, it's so good.
I probably won't like it.
You will not like it. There's neither of the hops you love in this beer. Neither. And as dark as night. It's the Batman of beers, really.
The Batman of beers.
The Batman of beers. Batman. So.
What's the Robin of beers?
Newcastle. Fucking Newcastle. You're like, you little bitch, Newcastle.
Lifetime sidekick.
Leave Robin alone.
Fuck him. Fucking Chris, what's his name? Chris
oh, that fuck that Robin. Oh. I'm talking about the comic book Robin.
Same thing.
And Teen Titans Robin. Teen Titans Robin is awesome.
Same fucking thing. Well, Burt Ward? Is that his name?
That's the original TV Robin.
Oh, okay. So the only cool and interesting thing I had was from the Crew Fermentation Project called Tough Love Imperial Stout.
Crew Fermentation Project?
Yes.
What is that?
It's weird. They're like a super cool brewery that gets no street cred. Like, I have not heard any buzz about them in the valley.
Hmm.
Where are they from?
Bend, Oregon.
Okay.
And they have a really kick-ass pale ale. And then, so I tried their Imperial Stout. And this was also kick-ass.
Hmm. Interesting.
The only place I've found it here in town is Beer to the People.
Hmm. There's something to look out for.
Mm-hmm. When are they going to open up a beer to the animals?
Mm.
Yeah, really.
When animals like beer and give a shit? Have you been to the zoo lately? Seen them fuckers drinking beer?
Nobody drinks beer. I was hoping like, that new African exhibit, they would have beer in there, and I don't think they did.
If anybody's drinking beer...
I don't know officially, but I don't think so.
I'm going to say it's the marmots.
Marmots are beer drinkers.
Yeah.
Totally. Totes.
That's the only animal drink.
Any other ones? That was all you had?
Yeah, it was the only interesting. Oh, I got a six pack of the Westphalia from
Fort Point. Yes. I did that too. I also had a week of no new beer drinking. I had a six pack of Westphalia and a six pack of Buku and
I'm over Buku.
Some Villager.
I don't even drink Buku anymore. How about that?
Six pack of Villager.
How about that?
I stopped. Villager.
I'm off the wagon.
Wow. Why?
Man. Why not?
Why you do?
You know Populous because has it on tap.
I'm doing it before everybody else does.
Populous has it on tap right now.
I'm doing it before. I'm getting my fucking tribal tattoo removed before everybody else does.
Please follow right, me on Untapped. I am Dorktown. Nick is the Nick 80.
The Nick 80.
On Untapped. And Bells is nothing.
Yep.
Ooh, I wonder if nothing is taken.
Matt is Bearded Brewer 87. Follow Matt on Untappd, Bearded Brewer 87, or be his friend. Whatever it's called.
Whatever.
I like being on top. Time for cheers!
My pager number is 445.
What's your pager number?
4593. It's area code 559.
There you go.
445-4593. Now, I don't have service.
Page him.
Have service anymore.
But page it anyway.
But try to page it because I'm going to put a battery in it and see if it still goes through.
So can I call that right now and like see what happens?
Why don't you call it? See what
and
happens.
And try to page you?
559.
Should I do this?
4593.
Wait. 5594. What? What was it, Bells?
445.
445.
Or was that what I said? 4593.
4593. I'm going to page Bells. Tell him to get the fuck over here.
Shit. Well, you don't talk into it. You just.
Oh. It's not a working number, bro.
You wouldn't talk into the phone. You would punch numbers into it
I know,
for me to call you back.
You got to call it to punch numbers in.
Well, you have to go to a payphone, Mike. You got to go to a payphone. You need a quarter.
You got
to
punch in 58008. So when he turns it upside down, it spells boobs.
Number. Please check the number and dial again.
You got to leave your code.
Servicio.
Did you hear that, Chew Your Beer?
Those are my workers.
UN.
They work for me. They answer the phone.
That's what happened. You know how many chicks are trying to page you right now?
Do you know those workers work for me?
And they can't.
They answer my phones. They tell them people that I cannot take a phone call right now. I'm very busy.
You have an answering service.
Please do not call this number anymore.
Remember those answering services?
I am very involved in doing the things that I am being involved with right now. I cannot be interrupted.
That's a good. If you would like to buy, if your outgoing message, would you like Bells to do that for you for your outgoing message? Let us know.
He is for hire.
A dollar a message.
I'm going to be very involved in the things that I'm going to be involved with for the day. So if you please leave me alone for the afternoon, I will not return your call. You have lousy voice, lousy personality, and this will not change. So please. Do not ever call again. I'll never talk to you again. Goodbye.
There you go. Best outgoing message you can ever have. Time for some cheers. Cheers. Bells isn't going to agree, but cheers to Steve for in Florida for all the beer that he sent
you
us.
You sent beer, bro.
We thanks. Still have a winter one in there waiting. I'm going to just say I'm that sure. for when Bearded Brewer is here.
Yeah, he might have appreciated these beers a lot more than I sure
We've have, got, we have, he sent doubles of everything but the winter, so Matt will still be able to try some next
thanks
week.
Thanks for sending everything, but it all tastes like shit.
Bill's not a fan. Cheers to Mark Barber, Luke Monday,
you want to taste
and Eric and Sack.
Come to California and we'll give you beer that will make you give orgasm that you will never have orgasm in your life.
Yeah,
before.
We'll have to send something to Steve. But
you
big,
can do it because you guys don't send shit, man.
No, we don't do it. Beer, yeah, fuck, whatever, just ask. Dude.
I ain't telling you I'm sending you
just
shit.
Ask with Beer with Friends podcast. We fucking, haven't sent them back.
I had
anything.
To cover Mike's we ass and send fucking
big time.
Utah fucking boy some fucking Pliny.
Matty LeRoy.
I ain't got no fucking hey, no, bro. I never got the beer that you sent. No. I
it's
didn't
still,
get it.
We have it in the fridge. It's aging.
Oh, guess what?
We should have probably. You want to pull
died.
It out? Matt mm-hmm. Matt said to do a side-by-side when the next one comes out. Do you want to pull it out right now?
No.
You want to do it right now?
No.
What?
You want to do it right now?
Who's pulling out?
Matty LeRoy. We've got the beer he sent for Bell's aging. Bell's is here.
Everybody knows
we
I'm
can
the
do
pull
it
out
our
king.
Last. Everybody knows I'm the pull out king.
That's how you don't
Parlay the reference.
That's how you keep from having kids.
Everybody knows I'm the pull out king.
You pull it out.
Justin Long.
Yeah. No, that's what's her face?
No, I know, but she looks exactly like Justin Long when she
they had
up
one.
As the boy.
Didn't they have
yeah,
one?
Yeah, he was actually on there as the stepdad.
Yeah.
I'm going to be your stepdad. I just want you to know this.
Sorry. We've got Portlandia D-track. You want to get that beer out? Beardy sent us?
No.
No? You want to keep it in there?
No.
No? You want it now?
No.
Cheers to our patrons, our golden gods that donate money
golden
to us,
gods.
That keep us afloat. Patreon.com/perfectpour or go to perfectpourpod.com or use
that.
The links in the show notes and help donate to us and help us buy beer. That is what that is for. Cheers, Nick.
Cheers. I got some new untapped friends.
Aw.
Is that cool?
Yeah. That means you're special.
DB Lauren, Sarah H, Chew Your Beer. He's my untapped friend. Orale,
Chew Your Beer.
Hoppy Lovin from Folsom, and the Chululu.
Is that like Chew Your Beer's like
maybe
like
their
daughter or something?
They are, yeah. What's the word? Chululu.
All right. That's a perfect pour.
I want to give a cheers out to the single tooth lady that told me about how she had to hold her accomplice's penis.
Mm-hmm.
And had to urinate.
She told you that?
She was really disgusting.
Where was this at?
Work.
Bells works in an alley.
Was this you in the mirror? No.
You've been listening to the Perfect Pour Indie Beer Podcast. Go have a great week of drinking your beer, and we'll all get together next week to talk about it. And. number
Microbrews.
Listen
to the Dorktown radio show.
Radio show.
The Dorktown radio.
You trying to set Mike on fire?